Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The news day was already crazy at 8 o'clock this morning. It is one of those days where there is so much going on in the world today. We will talk to Michael Tabman, expert formerly of the FBI for a really long time. We'll talk to him coming up at 10:30. Lots happened in the week since the Capitol riots last week. We'll talk to him, get some insight on what's been going on at the Capitol with the impeachment vote. Also, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas will do a news conference at noon today updating the guidelines on the emergency order for Kansas City. Jackson County's already done it today. We'll tell you what they're going to do. Usually, those two mirror each other, so we'll tell you what Jackson County's talking about. Kansas City police are getting new body cameras. We'll talk to Kansas City, Missouri Councilman Eric Bunch about that and more coming up at 1:30. The other big story of the day, particularly overnight, a lot of us woke up to that this morning, is that we have executed a woman, the federal government has, and she is particularly familiar to us, Lisa Montgomery. I won't tell you the whole story of the case that went back to 2004, but we do say hello to our friend Amy Anderson, who had covered the story back in 2004. For Channel 5, and we were just going back and forth a little bit about just some of the knowledge of the case and how the city had reacted then. Good to talk to you, Amy. It's been a bit.
It has, Jamie. Good to talk to you, too. Thanks for having me on.
So let me just go back to 2004, and I was not in Kansas City yet, but how the community reacted when you find out what has happened with Lisa Montgomery?
I can tell you on a personal level, this was the most, I covered a lot of horrible stories in all my years at Channel 5. This is one that stuck. This is one that you would go to sleep thinking about, that haunted you. Is one of the worst stories that I ever covered, and I think that most people in this community feel that way. It was such a shocking thing to even try to wrap your mind around such an evil thing, such a horrific thing, what she went through. So I think that, you know, Skidmore is not necessarily that close to Kansas City, but it's still within the area that all the Kansas City stations would cover, and every station immediately sent crews up there. And I can tell you, just driving up there, it's a long drive, and the photographer I was with and I were just talking about, can you believe we're actually, what is this? Like, how does something like this even happen? It was truly one of the most awful things I have ever witnessed.
Well, and Amy, that's one of the things that, you know, I was fairly new over on the other side of the state in St. Louis, so we were watching your coverage of everything that was going on back then, and it seemed like one of those stories where every detail that came out made it just a little bit more unbelievable. It was like we kind of knew where this was headed, but we couldn't believe it. It was just so hard to fathom that somebody could do that to another person, yeah?
Right. I mean, it's bad enough when someone is murdered. It takes it up several notches when it's an expectant mom. Then when you find out what happened, I mean, the horrible details of it and how it was planned and the fact that her mother walked in and found her like that. I mean, that, even that fact right there about the case was enough to make you sit and sob to think about someone's mother walking in and finding her daughter like that. I just, it's just one of those cases you never, ever will forget.
You are a mom. Can I ask how that colored your experience of covering the case and in the years that followed, you know, how that affected your experience?
It 100% did. At the time, in 2004, I was not yet a mom. But I had my son 6 years later. So a chunk of time, I became a mom in 2010. And when I was pregnant, you know, it's common for people to come up to you and say, oh, you're expecting, when are you due? And I will never forget the first time someone I didn't know approached me on the street, said, oh, when is the baby due? And I stopped in my tracks and I just said, oh, we still have a little ways to go. Because I immediately thought about that case and I was afraid to tell people how far along I was.
Wow.
Because Bobby Joe was 8 months along, I believe. And so, and she successfully took that baby, and that baby was okay. So to a women walking around pregnant at that time, it was terrifying. And in fact, my poor mom, so excited to have her first grandchild, put a big sign in our front yard. And as soon as we got her from the hospital, I was like, we need to take that sign down because I don't want anyone to know there's a newborn in this house. I mean, that's how it affected me years later.
I can only imagine. And, you know, you went over that one detail about the fact that the baby was okay. And that was another thing that I remember at the time we found so hard to believe, that somebody who just grabbed a knife and did this was able to do it without doing serious damage to that child. I mean, again, it was just so hard to understand for those of us who would never consider such a thing, how somebody could do that and be successful with it. How much worry was there before they caught her that it would have a different outcome, that the baby would not have made it?
Well, and that's the thing, is they were able to look at her computer and see that she had searched how to perform a C-section. So, and we know now that she went with what she needed, that she even had umbilical clamps with her. So she knew how to do it. And I can only imagine that I can't remember when it first happened, if they knew the baby was okay. But everything happened so quickly. And if I recall, I believe they called an Amber Alert. And that helped the public say, hey, you know what, there's this woman in Kansas with a brand new baby that kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, everything happened so quickly. I believe it was the next day they found Lisa Montgomery in Kansas, so far from Skidmore, Missouri, with that little newborn girl in her living room. I mean, it's just the most horrific thing to even think about.
Did you follow, and I'm ashamed to admit that I hadn't at that point, followed what happened to the child?
I always wondered about her. I think everyone in this area that followed that story always wondered about that baby. And I believe it was on her first birthday, they released a picture. Her dad released a picture, and she was just this beautiful, sweet, smiling baby. And you would look at her and think, my God, her mom missed out on all of this. And she's going to grow up without her mom. I know her dad, you know, thank God, immediately got her, and I'm sure he's wonderful with her. But they always kept to themselves, and I completely get that. So there's always been, you know, kind of a mystery about surrounding her. You know, she's 16 years old now, and I mean, what a horrible thing for her to even have to discuss with anyone. So I don't know that anyone really knows that much about how she's doing now. But I can tell you firsthand, you know, every time it's ever come up, everyone says, God, I wonder how that little girl's doing.
No doubt. And on the other side of this, of course, I mean, there are two sides to every story, and there's been a lot said just over the last couple of days by Lisa Montgomery's family, by her sister, I believe it was, that was speaking up in the media and saying, you know, she wished that she had made clear at the time how horrible Lisa Montgomery's upbringing was and how broken a person she was long before any of this happened. But I mean, you juxtapose that against what happened. It's hard to garner any sympathy for her. Clearly, the jury didn't have any either.
No, exactly. And, you know, my husband and I were talking about this morning. When you see the background of Lisa Montgomery, it's crushing. It's crushing. At 4 years old, you know, what starting at 4 years old, what happened to her? Of course she's damaged, horrifically damaged. But my husband and I were talking about, why haven't we been talking about that all along? Why haven't we been talking about that for the last 16 years? Why are we just now, in the last couple of months, hearing about this traumatic, horrific, nightmare upbringing she had? And it makes you wonder if it would have changed things, if maybe she could have just had life in prison. But yeah, it's, you know, it's very hard. It's very hard to have any sympathy when you look at just the case, because she clearly researched how to perform a C-section. She drove the route from Kansas up to Skidmore, Missouri. I think it was the day before the murder. She had reached out to Bobby Joe, connected with her. They had some dog breeding in common, rat terriers, and she was in touch with her under the guise of being interested in some puppies. So these were all the actions of someone who seemed to know what they were doing, you know, as evil as it was. But then you hear about Lisa Montgomery's background. It's very hard to think about that next to it as well. You know what I mean? It's
sure.
When you hear about what they're saying about her upbringing, you can't not feel horrible for her also. But when you're just looking at the case itself, there's very little sympathy that most feel. And I think that's how that jury felt, too.
And it's been a ride in following whether this execution was going to happen. And COVID complicated that, just like it complicated everything else. And then to find, quite frankly, in the last couple of weeks, it's been kind of hard to keep track of and keep up with. And where were they with the appeals and with the stays? Is there any, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what's the feeling now waking up to this execution and having happened?
You know, it's funny you asked that because I was, completely asleep, middle of the night. I woke up at about 3 and I grabbed my phone, as we all instinctively do when you wake up, and I looked at it. You know, I had all the flashes on my phone, and I had, you know, like my heart go down in my stomach. It was like, oh, wow, that's it. She's gone. And it's a strange feeling, you know, it's a strange feeling 16 years later to, you know, it's done. It's done now. And there's certainly no going back, no matter what comes out about her upbringing. Again, like kind of going back to, we heard about all that so late in the game. And it's, I hope that if nothing else, that Bobby Jo Sinnott's daughter and her husband, her family, feel some sort of peace. I don't think there's any such thing as closure in a situation like that. I hope that it gives them some sort of peace in their minds from having to deal with such tragedy.
Amy Anderson is with us, who covered for Channel 5 at the time, the Lisa Montgomery and Bobby Jo Sinnott story. And one other thing about this that kind of stuck out to me, I've not made a study of executions or, you know, what people do when they're facing the walk down the proverbial last mile. But I don't remember hearing of any prior to this one where the accused the convicted, the person who's about to be executed, declining to give any last words. Lisa Montgomery had no last words last night. Does that surprise you at all?
I'm not sure if it surprised me, because if you're, you know, that we've been hearing so much about her mental state leading up to this, is she fully grasping what's going on? Does she feel any sorrow? Does she acknowledge what she did in her own mind? It makes you wonder. I don't know that I was surprised, to be honest, just based on everything we've been hearing leading up to last night. But certainly, you always wonder if that person is going to say, I'm terribly sorry for what I have done.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't hear. She had no comment at all, right?
Nothing.
Yeah, she declined. They asked and said, do you have any last words? And she said no.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah. So. It's tough. That everything from the day it happened up to today, just what a nightmare.
Well, Amy, we appreciate it. We won't keep you all day here, but we appreciate the insight. Thanks a lot for spending some time with us.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Great talking to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!